Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today from the Moonology and Manifestation, we have first quarter moon in Gemini. Speak your world into being. Okay, before I start this, think about what you want. Do you really believe you can create it? Do you really believe you have what it takes? Or do you secretly doubt yourself? Worse, are you quietly preparing for failure? Here's the thing. You can't fool the universe. Repeated affirmations that you don't believe in are a waste of time. So if you keep repeating yourself, you're just wasting your time. Believing magic. If someone has spoken or written unkind words to you, counter them with kind words to yourself. Try it. Speak your world into being and talk through it as it's already happening. So if somebody says something nasty to you, think about the opposite side as if they were paying you a compliment, or you were paying yourself a compliment, or just ignore what they say. Visualize it and believe it. Or think about this. Is what they're saying true? Right? So if somebody says, let's say somebody drops a plate in front of you and it smashes, and then they turn around and says to you, why did you smash that plate? Really with such intention, right? Now you need to question yourself. Did I smash that plate or not? Truth is, you did not. Right? So just because they are in that state does not mean you need to jump into this state, right? Now, where this says speak your words into being, right? Think about the intentions that you're setting when you ask for things, right? So if you don't believe in what you're getting, then, you know, you're probably not going to get it, right? Because you're not believing in yourself. So when you say things with, if you speak your words with intention, make sure that you are backing up what you're saying. There's a lot of anxiety that people have, right? But they don't really know where it comes from. They say that something will trigger their anxiety, like because they have to dig deep. But the truth is, anxiety only goes away if you face it. It doesn't go away if you try to maintain it or give it a place to live, or, you know, keep it safe and happy so it doesn't rear its ugly head. It needs to be dealt with. And a lot of us are the creators of our own anxiety. Like, we make up things and make them worse in order for our lives to become that much worse, right? And so if you are in a stage of where you want to break out of this, then the thing that you want to manifest is something possibly smaller and achievable in your own realms. Because if we start manifesting things like, I would like to buy myself a magnificent island, and you're just sitting there with like three pence to your name, the dream is big, but you have to have the belief that you are capable of doing this, right? And once you do gain that belief, the universe now paths this way. It doesn't path an easy way for you, but the more belief you have, the sooner it will come to you, right? Because there are a lot of people who struggle to gain, like, a lot. Like, it's films of these true stories where somebody who has nothing amounts to something, and then they make millions and this, and because of their struggles. Now, during their struggles, they had a lot of self-doubt, but they also shared the same belief that they could do it. They overcame these self-doubts and said, right, do you know what? I'm pushing these self-doubts aside because they're not serving me. So therefore, I know they're going to come back again, but I have to push them away because I have to succeed. I have to. And they have that belief in themselves that they need to get somewhere. A bit like if you need to go from where you live to another place, and it's really important that you get to this place, you will do anything to get there. So, for example, if you need to get to a hospital because for some unknown reason, save someone's life because you're a doctor or you're a superhero, right? No matter how much traffic, no matter how many calls you get, no matter what happens along the way, you will guarantee you will get there to save that person's life. Think about it like that with your goals. So don't let things like anxiety get in the way. And also, I keep forgetting what I'm going to say, but it's very good. Don't stop yourself from overcoming obstacles, because nobody else is. It's only yourself that's stopping you from doing that, okay? I'll be back tomorrow with another card.